Welcome to the Builder's Ladder with Marty Amos and Owen Chambers, the show for residential building company owners and general contractors wanting to make more money and buy back your time and build a business worth owning. We share what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors so you can implement it into your business.
What is up, everybody? Owen here from The Professional Builder, joined today by Mr. Marty Amos and our one and only Mr. Vinny.
Choo-hoo.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming to my town.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why don't you give the guys at home a little bit of rundown? Who are you, what you do, and how do you fit into the puzzle with us?
Awesome. Happy to. So, yeah, I'm Vinny. I'm head of coaching here at The Professional Builder. Main role is basically everything to do with the coaching program is essentially on me. I direct the coaches, I would direct the members, build out the membership site, making sure that our members can get the best result possible in the quickest and fastest manner. And I'm here on the Gold Coast. Pumped to be here and pumped for you guys to be here too.
Yeah. So good. Pumped to be here. It is awesome.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. 2 days before our members event, Builder Summit. We're going to have a couple more coming up at the end of the year and then early next. But the thing that I love working with you on is our big philosophy around relationships, results, and roadmap. So it's an equation. Everything times by zero is zero. So we've got to make sure that we get our members results. We've got to make sure that we get our members good relationships, because often, you know, knowing one or two people can really open the door for you, right?
100%. Absolutely.
And then roadmap, like you got to make sure that you understand the business that you're building and what you need to do to get there, and that you're always stretching your reality to what you know, the next level. So let's start with a couple of things around like results, like favorite two or three results that you've seen.
Oh, I have to go with Justin Cook, who this podcast isn't going out before summit, right?
No.
Okay, good. He's winning an award at summit. So Justin Cook is the first person that comes to mind. He started with us about nine months ago. Yeah. And he started, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this, but like at negative profits, things were pretty turbulent and like at a position where it was like life or death, like could have been flipped upside down. But he reached out for help. He mentioned his situation. He was like, look, I'm putting everything on the table. I'm willing to act. I'm willing to do what's required. Help me like put together a plan that we can, you know, get there as fast as possible. And then now we're looking 9 months later. I believe he signed a $600K contract. He signed a $1 million contract. He used our 1% referral system to actually get that $600K nice. Contract. He bought back 40 hours per week by hiring a foreman, a virtual assistant, to be able to cut that time. So he was off the tools completely. He signed up to our boardroom program. And now he's just someone that's just, he's just willing to contribute what's working. He's like a great person to be around. And now that he's winning so much, it's just, it's really good that he's like infectious and helping everyone else around him, which is just like such a valuable asset to have. So he's the first person that springs to mind, but yeah, he's winning an award.
How game changing is it when like you own the problem, you get to like own part of the solution, eh? Like you've got stories being back up against the wall, eh?
Yeah, so. 100%. I think just to come back to what Vinny was saying, I think when you have people come for content, so they come for solutions, they come for a specific tool that can help them. And quite often it's the coaching that helps break a limiting belief that they can charge for their quotes. They can get paid as a professional. They can charge 20 to 25%. They don't have to be on site. And it's just having someone else in the community who's done it that you can lean on, that you can listen to, and having plug and play tools and a coach that can help you break any limiting beliefs and give shine a light on the steps forward so that you don't step in the potholes, I think's helps our members get wins much quicker than if they were trying to figure it all out on their own.
Yeah, massive. That's kind of like the relationship part, right? So results, relationship, you know, and that's what we're going to be doing all about at the summit, you know, being in the right room with the right people.
Absolutely.
Sort of thing. And then what's on the horizon for roadmap? Like, what have we got coming up?
Oh, we've got some good things. So June's lineup's pretty strong. It's we have charge for quotes on June 20th, how to get paid for your professional services, which basically was just what Marty was saying before. And obviously we're charging for quotes. Like, obviously you can't charge for quotes in a world that gives free quotes. But you can charge for a professional estimate, a professional service, a 3D render, a dreams to reality package. So that's what we're going to be communicating with them. And I think a big part of that in the sales process is, doesn't matter if you charge like $30, $300, $3K or $30K. What matters is you know, the prospect opens their wallet mm-hmm. and gives you something that they remove themselves from the buyer circle. So that's one thing that we're going to have on June. We also got profit and cash flow accelerators, which we're doing three of those per month as well. We've got an estimating one, which will line up nicely with the charge for quotes. And in July, we've actually got a profit and cash flow online event 2 days, which is going to be pretty pumping.
Yeah, those deep dives are awesome. Like our last deep dive was on sales and marketing.
Yeah.
And we released our AI tool on helping everyone get their marketing pillars sorted. And what used to take like 3 months takes now, you know what, 3 hours. It's wild, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think we limited it to 100 people, but we had like 165 or something like that wanted to book in. So are there any restrictions around how many people we can take, or can we open it up to more people?
No, we can totally open it up for sure. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. So dude, you're doing such a good job with our members. We've got, you know, industry standard. We exceed industry standard on how many people stay with us through the program at the end and things like that. And you've done a great job of making sure that our members get epic results, a part of an epic community, and they build relationships and that they've got a good roadmap towards their business maturity date. So well done, brother. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So good. So Marty, what's on the agenda, brother? What are we doing?
Today we're going to go through systems and we're going to talk about why you shouldn't keep pouring water into a leaky bucket. Because if you've got holes in your bucket, typically there's going to be two things pouring out. Number one is going to be your time, and two is going to be money. So we want to make sure before we turn the taps on and we start implementing sales and marketing strategies to grow your business, that we're not growing an unprofitable business, because you can't scale chaos and you can't scale lack of profits, because you'll just run faster on the hamster wheel. And if you think it's stressful running a unprofitable smaller business sub 5 mil, wait until you've got a $12 to $20 million business with low margins. By low margins, I mean sub 15%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we plug those holes. And that's what we do in the first 90 days, is we look at where are the gaps in your business. Where are you out of whack in terms of financials, the four levers, so number of leads, conversion rate, average dollar sale, gross margin, and overheads. And then we also look at what are the specific strategies that are going to help plug those for your specific situation and what makes the most sense in the right order. So it's about numbers and it's about looking at the roadmap that we've developed after only took 19 years to put together and finally released it. But the roadmap, I guess you guys can share how to look at a business and decide where are the holes in it.
Mm. Well, I mean, it starts, like you said, with numbers, right? But it's also about putting in place the right people and the right process for the stage of growth that you're at. So we see so often people trying to do strategies there where they don't even have the basics in place, and the best never don't do the basics. So what we want to have is we want to have the right systems for where you're at. So if you're in the startup or survival phase, we need to get the perfect P&L set up. We need to get our cash flow forecast in place. We need to understand our markup versus margin. We need to know what our minimum margins actually look like for all the projects that we're doing before we start doing balance sheet stuff, transferring of wealth out, doing developments and species, all this sort of shit. Just got to win where you're at. And that's what it looks like with, you know, a leaky bucket. Like, exactly. Plug the holes, make it work at a small scale so that it can work at a big scale as well. You got to earn the right to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to make sure you're plugging the right hole in the right order. Like, there is no point going and getting more leads if you have a crap conversion rate. You want to, because it doesn't cost anything to fix your conversion rate. We just need to map out the 7-step sales process. So do you have an inquiry script for when someone rings up? Hey, welcome to XYZ. Just so I can help you best, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? Tell me a bit about your project. Have you got consent? Have you got plans? What's your budget? Then the next step is, are you using a qualifying questionnaire, or are you just showing up the next day? Hey, yeah, I can pop around tomorrow. And then what are you sending out before you go to see them? So do you have an info pack? Because people want to know four key things before they buy from you. Who are you? Who's your company? Can I trust you? And then how specifically can you help me? So we want to make sure that we've got all the steps in the sales process mapped out so that we can improve the conversion rate if that's where your biggest hole is. And quite often people just think, well, I just need more leads. But if you're scaling an unprofitable business, like we had a guy from the North Shore, funnily enough, his company was called North Shore Homes, came to us about 10 years ago with a 12% margin and was on the verge of liquidating his company. was deep in the shit and, you know, having quite a few financial challenges. And it's very, very difficult if you have the golden ratios out of whack, then no matter what you do, if you scale that, it's you're running a very risky
100%.
A risky, you know.
Yeah. And that's why it's damn strict. Like, the same problems exist with the small business as they do with the big business. It's just an extra zero on the end of it, right? We're not dealing with an overdraft of 10 grand, it's 100 grand, or heaven forbid, $1 million, right? We're not trying to find two or three apprentices, we're trying to find two or three foremen or an extra two or three project managers. Like, you need to build a business that is profitable from a per project basis, and setting low margins just to win work to keep the machine busy is completely the wrong way to go about it.
Absolutely. You need to earn the right to grow. And that starts with understanding your key financial levers in your business first. So that's number of leads, conversion rate, average dollar sale, and margin. And then understanding the golden ratios that drive your business. So gross margin, 20 to 25% for most types of projects. Overheads at 8 to 12%, including your salary as the owner. And then lastly, a net profit of at least 10% for you as the owner for taking the risk of contracts, contract works insurance, health and safety, everything that warranties, guarantees, everything that can go wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
And if we refer to your builder's ladder as well, like obviously at the bottom there's survival phase, which the two key parts on the right, would the critical success factors is personal performance and vision, which is all about your time and your energy, et cetera, and then cash flow, margin, and profitability. And we always say that they're the two things that you cannot, if that's always a constraint, you're never going to grow or scale your business, whether it's 500K or $5 million. So that, and funny enough, in our first 30 days in our program, two key sessions we do, like the very first session we do is a launch session. And like the whole goal of that is that our members can buy back at least 8 hours a week of low-level tasks in their first 90 days. So at least they have the time to develop the things that they need to, or at least boost their profits or their margins so they can get out of survival mode. Because time comes first. If you don't have the time, you're just going to be so stressed and headachy.
100%.
And then the second part is we do a financial velocity session. So everything that Marty said, we literally dive into everyone's numbers. We understand where they're at. We show them the roadmap on how they can get from where they are currently. Let's just say, to Marty's example, 12% margins to 20%, for example, as they should be. So at least they have, like, literally the first thing they do is just everything they need to get out of survival mode and into at least stability. Like, that's at least step one for them.
And the thing is, in our industry, most people are not going to, we're not playing the game of maximizing upside. We're not playing the game of like trying to eke out 25, 26, 27, 29% margin. What we're really more interested in is making sure that we protect our downside, and we're not going having project A pay for project B and the poor performance, or going backwards on project C. Every project needs to be profitable, and it's not about maximizing upside, it's about protecting downside. And that's why all of these basics that you're touching on here are so important.
Like, there's two types of pain in your business. You're either going to have the pain of discipline, of knowing your numbers, building a sales and marketing machine so you get booked out 6 to 12 months in advance with profitable work. Two, numbers and pricing. So pricing to a target margin of at least 20 to 25%, controlling your work in progress, and making sure that you have great cash flow and that your guys hit their milestones. And lastly, team and system, so that you can work on the business rather than in it, and you actually build a business that, you know, gives you freedom, both more money and more time, rather than building like a prison where it's all on your shoulders. You have up and down cash flow. You got to compete on price to win jobs. And if you're in that situation, like, you can get out of it, but doing the same thing over and over again is not going to get you a different result. Like, you need to think, this isn't working. Other people around me are winning. What are they doing differently? Go and talk to them, reach out and figure out, like, if nothing else changes, then my results won't change. So I need to do something different in order to get a better result.
Yeah. So just to recap, like, number one, you need to inspect your economics. You need to inspect your golden ratios, make sure that your cash flow, your margin, your profit work. Because if that's cooked, then the rest of it is pretty much redundant. You're just going to run faster on the hamster wheel. You're going to go backwards. You might as well go out of business at the beach. Step two is to then inspect the who and the how of the machine that runs the business. So we call it an A to Z of ops, right? How a lead enters the company, flows through the sales process, pricing for profit, contract signing checklist, making sure that it becomes a project, then pre-construction, site setup, when do we engage the foreman into the labor component so that they understand what constitutes a variation, what's part of the plans, and then during a project, making sure that we've got the POs, the variations or change order process. We've got health and safety, we've got daily toolbox, construction management meeting, D, all of the above. And then right at the end of the project, we're getting a, capturing a testimonial. It's actually getting put on the website, being produced as a PDF, so it can go out to future projects and prospects. So the whole flow chart needs to be mapped for each company. And then we need to assign a who and a how. And that's where we do red light, orange light, green light. Do you want to tell us more about that?
Yeah. So you need a traffic light, everything. Cause like in business, especially if you're struggling, there's everything's a priority. So that's like, or everything seems like a priority and everything seems urgent. So what really you need to do is obviously traffic light things. Well, that's just one strategy that you can use to work out where your priorities lie. So if you do red light, means you don't have a clear who or how in place. Orange means you might have a who, but not a how, or vice versa. And if that's the case, it's not the worst thing, because maybe if you do have a who, but not a how, they might be able to do the task. Or if you have a how and not a who, you're probably the one that's doing it. So it's not the worst thing, but you obviously want to go through the red lights first. Mm-hmm. And green's a good way to look, that you just have a who and a how attached, which is basically how the system that can run the business is when that's in place.
Yeah,
exactly. And you can also apply like what's red. So what on my numbers is if we look at gross margin, so we've got the golden ratio, so 20 to 25%. Mm. So if you're below 15, that's red. If you're 15 to 20%, that's orange. And if you're over 20%, then that's green and you don't need to worry too much about it at the moment. So we want to prioritize red. What's a big area of pain, frustration, blockage, or an obstacle that's stopping you moving forward? Maybe your conversion rate sucks and you don't have a good sales process in place, or your salesperson needs to be trained. Or maybe your marketing sucks, in which case that's going to be red and that's what we're going to focus on. Fixing the number one constraint in your business right now, that if we fix that in the next 30 to 60 days would help massively unblock you, remove a lot of stress and anxiety, and move the business forward faster.
Yep. Business will grow to the point of its next constraint. So if we can identify what that is, remove it, it'll grow, and then we run up against the next constraint, remove it, and it'll grow.
And if you're thinking, well, fuck, I've got heaps of constraints, then you just need to reframe it and go, fuck, I've got so many opportunities. And a lot of people, when they go through our health audit, so we've got a health audit that you can go through, and I think it's, how many questions is it? It covers seven different areas.
I think it's 50-ish.
Yeah. It's 50 to 56 questions.
Going to take you like 10 to 15 minutes to complete, depending on your reading age.
And you're going to find out of sales, marketing, systems, team, leadership, numbers, and pricing, like, what are you strong at? What are you weak at? And the good thing is, Owen, that it's multi-guess. So it's A, B, or C, and you can see your way to getting a better future by figuring out, holy fuck, like, my pricing really does suck. I need to lift that a few notches. Yeah, and it's like, cool, well, if we fix pricing to a target margin, controlling the work in progress, we have the foreman to come and read the plans for 3 to 4 hours beforehand. He studies them and he knows what constitutes a variation, what is in an inclusion, what's an exclusion. And then we incentivize them on the number one thing, so labor hours, to get those within 5%. Then we're going to be able to massively improve that over the next 90 days, and we can measure that each month and make sure that we're getting closer to getting that lever from a red light to an orange light to a green light.
Yeah.
And then I think the main point is, once it is a green light, it should go back to orange, because then you start raising your standards.
Yes, yeah. I like it.
100%, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, role of the business owner is basically to, you know, set the vision and set a clear standard that, because people aren't going to leave jobs usually, they're going to leave opportunities and leaders, right? So they're going to leave, you know, like, you know, great business, but I'd rather start my own company, you know, go on my own, do my own cashies or whatever it looks like, or got a couple of opportunities, right? Or they're going to leave the boss, right? They don't like the manager.
Yeah, and a big thing is the vision for your company big enough for all your team members to be able to accomplish their goals? So if their goals are to be able to buy a second house on the Gold Coast, buy a Porsche GT3, be able to surf in the afternoons and work 4 days a week and then have the flexibility to go off-site, is your business got a big enough vision to enable them to be able to accomplish that? So you want to get clear with each of your team members with a one-page plan. What are their goals? What do they want to accomplish? And then how can you help them achieve their goals? I guarantee you will get better performance, a more enjoyable workplace, better team members, better retention, less churn, and way higher productivity. Now, obviously, we then want to marry that up with their scorecard and make sure that they're performing each month to the goals, and we've got crystal clear goals that they need to hit.
Totally.
Yeah, so many fundamentals that you can do that can massively change your business in the next 90 days, let alone where you could be 12 months from now, just like Justin, going from, you know, not having a great outlook to having a fantastic future.
And that we call that the same page plan, right? So a strategy that a lot of our members use and does what it says on the tin, gets everybody on the same page, just to really outline where where we're at, where we're going, how the business can win, and how they can win as well.
And I'd say if you are, if things aren't going the way you want, like I've been in a deep, dark hole before. Like we had a cleaning company that we scaled to 45 people in Auckland. It was doing around 250 grand a month, but at a very low margin, 22%. So we had 45 team members driving all over Auckland, 13 different cars, and we would do about 1,300 cleans a month. It's fucking ridiculous. And to grow and scale that, we needed 10 people in the office. So we had three estimators.
Yeah.
We had two admin ladies. We had a trainer. We had a health and safety dude. We had a general manager. We had a marketer. And you're just scaling a model that fundamentally can't work. And so I did what any smart, hardworking person would do and worked harder and chucked more money at it. And we just went deeper and deeper into the spiral. And so we ended up, I ended up almost 300K in the hole because I didn't have the right model. We were competing on, you know, we're a commodity-based business. We hadn't differentiated our company enough, and we fundamentally had the wrong model. So if we'd gone with a contractor model, like 60-40, the business would have been profitable. If we'd done different cleans, like cleans in hospitals or big, or, you know, move-out cleans where they're on-site for longer hours, the business would have been way more profitable. So we didn't have the fundamentals in place that allowed us to scale. And I think it's a lot easier these days to know what are the fundamentals. So do you have those golden ratios in place? Do you have clear goals, scorecards for all your team roles? Do you have your labor hours broken down by stage and your team get to within 5%? It's a lot easier if you get those. We provide those resources free of charge. And then if you're around a community of people that can help lift you up and a coach to hold you accountable or give you a high five, I think you can significantly change your life and your business in the next 90 days if you're willing to, you know, do things a bit differently and put in the work.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
100%. I think as well with that point, you know how we're identifying the red lights and that's the biggest constraints. The next step to that would be like, is this a people problem or a process problem? Like, do you actually have the right person in the right seat doing the right thing? Or have you not actually set them up for success as much as you can be? So some actually some conversations we've been having in boardroom recently. One of the biggest conversations is all about, well, one member mentioned this, and then basically half our group were like, that's also me, was one of their key management team leaders or project manager was just underperforming. Like it just wasn't owning the outcomes that they should as part of their role scope, et cetera. And then it just makes you think, well, hold up. Is it the people problem or is it a process problem? Like how much have you set them up for success in terms of, as Marty said, like the right role scope, the right scorecard, but also just like the right systems on how they are meant to actually hit their KPIs.
Yeah.
Like you can't just give a KPI and say, hey, hit this. Like, yes, as part of the management team, they should own outcomes, but you as the owner need to help them as much as possible achieve that. And there were some big distinctions we made, but also with that being said, this particular project manager was also going to be that main constraint that the business will never scale with unless they get fixed, you know?
Yeah.
So that was one big thing that we, yeah, touched on in boardroom.
100%. Yeah. And quite often you just need a little bit of structure and guidance to help get everything that's in you that, you know, you might have good foundations, but we just need to get that out and systemized and then people into the process. So I got a good friend who's got a security company. He's taught the SAS Special Forces. He was New Zealand heavyweight cage fighting champion. I'm doing a bit of coaching with him at the moment, and he's got close to 300 different companies that he does work for. So stuff like mobile patrol, static guarding, bodyguarding, nightclubs, all that sort of stuff. And so what we're doing is we're going through mapping out his sales process so that his office manager can start taking some of the inbound calls. we can get his head of operations to start taking some of the sales visits. And we're just mapping out and differentiating his business using fundamental sales principles. And the first thing we're doing is we're doing gross margin analysis. So we're going, because he looks after schools as well. So we're going through and we're looking at what's the different service that he offers to the different markets? How many hours does it take? What does it take in terms of time, team, cars, dogs, and which are the most profitable? So then you can rank your clients based on A, B, C. And the Cs, we're going to say, hey, we've got a price rise coming.
Totally.
And then if they go, it's good because not all your customers are profitable. So in your building company, we want to be looking at, are you in the right niche? What are the most profitable kind of work that you do margin-wise? What's the right kind of average dollar sale that you should be doing? How close are the jobs to you? And is it the right kind of work for your team?
Boom, 100%.
Pow!
but so the two threads. First, that last one.
Let's pull on the first one.
Right for your team. You know, if you're doing like lots of finicky little villa renovations and stuff, there's some really tricky finishings and things.
Yep.
And that probably doesn't work well with a team over-indexed on apprentices, right?
Yep.
You're going to need some like qualified, smart, experienced guys, right? And your team structures are going to look completely different. But more directly comparative to that story that you were telling around the gross margin breakdown. So we work with a few transportable homes and modular and stuff. Mm. And the members that just build those have way worse margins than the members that design, build, and install. Because they're clipping the ticker on three profit zones. A design profit zone, where it's like, yes, this is a commoditized transportable, like it's made in a factory sort of thing. And if it's just that, then it's almost leaning more towards manufacturing. And everybody knows that margins in manufacturing trend towards zero over time, right? But if you're doing the design element, you're adding value to it before contract. If you're then doing the building or the construction element, then awesome, you still get that margin. And then if you're doing the transportation and installation, you get that margin as well. So we've got two, you know, a couple of camps of members in the transportable space, and the like their margin varies so much between the ones that do the install and delivery, just the fabrication and the manufacture, like the building, and then do the design on the front end as well. It's absolutely wild. So understanding where your profit zone sits, does it sit with villas and high-end finishing? Does it fit with standing frames and demo work? Does it fit with design? Does it fit with installation and manufacturing? Like, where does your profit zone sit for the type of work you want to specialize on?
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
That also ties in with, like, are you working harder or smarter? Like, you know that image of the square wheel and the round wheel?
Yeah.
It's like you could do, like, 20 times the amount of work for 10% margins, or let's just say 2 times the amount of work for 10% margins, or half the amount of work for 20% margins. You'll make the exact same profit at the end of the day.
Totally.
The smartest thing I've ever heard over the last 10 years from one of our good friends of the show, Deloitte Fast 50 winner, Zane Beckett, ZB Homes, work harder on smarter things. So we help you figure out what's the 80-20, what are the big levers that if we improve those are going to make a massive difference in the next 90 days, let alone where you can be 12 months from now.
Totally, because we all want the best. We're all pretty hard workers, but it's working. Mm. It's not holding that as a badge of achievement. It's like not the input, it's the output that matters. Yeah. Let's land the plane. So we've covered a truckload of stuff here, but there's a couple of key resources that people can probably get their hands on and stuff. So what have we touched on?
So I think the fundamentals are understand the numbers that drive your business. Plug the holes before you turn the taps on. So if you feel like, yeah, I just need better systems, I just need better processes, I need better people, then we want to make sure that we plug those holes first before we scale chaos and lack of profits. So for that, we've got our newly upgraded A to Z of Operations 2.0. Coming to you hot, that you can download. How do they download it? It's a very technical thing.
In the show notes below. By the time this goes out, it will be on a link. And people will be able to click that link.
Yep, click that link. Download the A to Z. It's going to give you the exact step-by-step. Use Vinny's traffic light system. Red, what's in it? Big area of pain or frustration. Orange, We'll tackle that in 90 days time in green. It's fine for now. And then get into the subsystems within them and make massive changes to your business.
Yeah, so good. And then as a bonus, go and do the health audit.
Yep,
you should, absolutely. Even if you've done it already, you should be doing that health audit every single quarter because you need to see your score trending up and to the right.
100%. And I don't want to introduce another variable here, but the roadmap, you can also do that and it'll give you a score out of 85.
Yeah. And honestly, identifying your constraint is about triangulating it from a couple of different perspectives. So this is what it's all about, you know.
Absolutely. Work harder on smarter things.
So good. Hey, thanks everybody. Thanks for joining us, Vin.
Cheers, Vinny. Thanks, Alan. See you guys.
That's it for today's episode. Tune in every week if you want insights into what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors. There's four ways we can help you. One, join our free Facebook group for tips, processes, best practice. Two, go to www.theprofessionalbuilder.com to download some resources, look at case studies, see what's possible for your business. Three, schedule a one-on-one chat. We'll have a 15-minute chat, see what we can do to help take your business to the next level. No obligation, give you plenty of tips. And lastly, get a copy of the new book that's come out to help make your business more profitable. Cheers.